This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Quarter of the way through the season for the Baltimore Orioles. And they stand at 15-24, 9 games under 500, last place in the American League East, even after coming off of winning 2 out of 3 on the road trip to Anaheim against the Angels. So, at this moment, a very disappointing start to the season. Jeremy, who's your MVP?
For the Orioles?
Yeah.
Tommy.
Zanano.
Like, again, like you're sitting here talking about some of the guys. Without him, where would they be? Without him, where would they be?
He's got the highest WAR on the team.
So that's who I would pick. I mean, with all due respect to everyday players, because usually that's what you're looking for. But Cedric Mullins would have been that guy until this past, 2 weeks?
My guy has the second highest WAR of any hitter, and that's Ryan O'Hearn. 303, OPS of 950.
Is it?
7 home runs, 14 RBI, tied for the home run lead with Cedric.
In a normal year, if we were saying that, think about how great that would be, because that means all the other guys are doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Because, you know, you look at it, and you're absolutely right. Ryan O'Hearn's been one of the best hitters on the team, and at the beginning of the year, I'm going, well, why are you blocking Colby Mayo by keeping this guy? And all he does is just absolutely rake against right-handed pitching.
It's on base percentage, almost 400.
Yeah. We need somebody that can hit against left-handed pitching, and that's what Tyler O'Neill was supposed to be, but so far, we haven't seen it.
Who's your MVP, Ed Norris?
Well, I was going to say O'Hearn because of his on-base percentage that he was coming through when it was only him, Mullins, and Urias.
Say O'Hearn.
Well, I think it's O'Hearn. I do.
I don't think he can say O'Hearn because you said it.
Well, there were three of them. With, you know, when no one else was hitting, it was Mullins, O'Hearn, and Urias.
Mm-hmm.
The veterans were hitting, and all these young guys were just doing nothing. So I got to give it to O'Hearn.
I say Kikuchi after you say Kikuchi.
Yeah,
so
that's
why
true.
Can't he say O'Hearn?
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you, your MVP for the team. And I know many of you thinking, you got 15 wins. Ain't no MVP. Yo, if you had to pick an MVP right now, a quarter of the way, almost 40 games into the season, who's your MVP?
Wrong. Like you said, the bat boy, I don't know, the ball girl.
The fans are still coming.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's put a bag on their head yet.
Kevin Brown for his wonderful calls.
Yeah, can I do that?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
You know, put Rob
vote.
Long, actually.
It's your
no,
vote.
Not regularly, Rob.
No, if I had to pick a player, I guess it would be Tommy, and then maybe most improved, Jackson Holliday.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's another
about
good
that.
One.
Yeah. Anonymous, maybe if we had to, like, it would be your Cy Young candidate. I don't even know.
Tommy.
Yeah, it had to be Tommy. There's no one else. Felix has looked pretty good. He's looking more like himself.
Jackson Holliday, by the way, batting .264, on-base percentage of .336, OPS of .745.
I think all of those are going up.
Here's a guy who just a year ago looked absolutely clueless, wasn't it? He looked absolutely like people were wondering, I don't think he's got it.
Well, this is why this is why I've said to you all the time, like when you're looking at the long term and you talk about Jackson Holliday, Bisaccia, and Mayo, we can't argue with you guys right now when they don't win and you said you should have traded one of those guys for it. Because we haven't seen what they're going
to
become.
But you're the wait and see guy.
Of course. You have to be. This is a long ass, like you got these guys under control for a while. And I don't think people really look at the fact of having someone under control for that long period of time and what the value is. Why they always talk about, hey, why don't we trade for a guy that still has a year left, like the Trevor Rogers deal, but not for him, but for a really good player. And teams, what do they give up? The damn Padres, somebody just posted, it said, what would you rather have now, 1.5 years of Juan Soto or C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and who's the other guy?
Stop there.
Oh, and, oh, no, no, Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah.
That's who they got for Juan Soto.
But my point is, if you stopped at the first two, I would have said, oh, that's good. You can still have Mackenzie Gore. But now when you throw him in, it's like, what the hell were you thinking?
The Padres have been on both sides of it, trading James Shields for Fernando Tatis. And now, look, you got Juan Soto, and nobody's arguing with it. You understood what you were giving up. Just all three prospects that you traded panned out to be good major leaguers.
In all honesty, if they could be real with us, do you think they'd admit they thought they could re-sign Juan Soto? That's the only reason why they made that trade.
Yep.
That's the only reason, because there's no way you make that trade for a year and a half giving up all, because those guys weren't, man, I didn't know they would be that good. Those guys were touted to be pretty good. It's just coming in late again.
They went all in.
Let's go Bel Air and get Randy. What's up, Randy?
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well,
right? Hey, I have to agree with the MVP choice of right now being Ryan O'Hearn. I think if the Orioles can turn this thing around, I think it's potentially going to be Zach Eflin, even though he just came back from one start, but here's a guy who gave up two runs in the first inning and then buckled down and said, I know how to pitch. I'm going to get you through this. And
I would say this, Randy.
That whole start around the other day.
As much as I love Ryan O'Hearn, Randy, if he goes on this season continuing to be the team MVP, we're in trouble. He should not. He should be productive, but he should not be the team MVP.
Right.
That's a sign, in my opinion, of us out hitters not doing their job.
That's why I said if that were the case in a normal year where the guys are hitting, like you'd be going, oh my God, Ryan Hearn's having an amazing season. The fact that you have all of your stars, or at least, I mean, your everyday players, I mean, look at what's been going on with Mountcastle. Look what's been going on with Mullins lately. You're plugging and playing guys like Ramon Laureano and Rivera, and because of all the injuries you have, you know, Gunnar Henderson's one of the guys maybe you can hang your hat on. Like, he's hit, but he hasn't hit like we expected him to just yet.
No, he's got 5 home runs right Adley now, 9 RBI. He doesn't have 10 RBI yet.
Yeah, Adley Rutschman's on the interstate. You know, like, you start looking at some of those numbers and going, what's going on there? Tyler O'Neill got hurt. Again, all these players that we sit here and talk about, Colton Cowser gets hurt. You have all these guys, Westberg, 0 for 30, hurt. Like, how do you expect to win when all those things are happening? And it's not like, do you want to get rid of those guys? Do you want to get rid of Gunner or Westberg or Cowser?
I'm not saying Ryan O'Hearn is not capable of putting up those numbers. I'm just saying those numbers shouldn't be the best numbers on the team. I think he's playing based on his capabilities. I think the guys around him are not. That's the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.